finally, inevitably, there is an end to our mating dance. We are in my apartment. I look at her standing with her coat on in the living room. The sadness that is always there is pouring out of her. She looks at me, and her eyes beneath her glasses are moist, and the blue is pouring out of her. And I am helpless to stop myself from going to her and wrapping my arms around her and squeezing, as if I could squeeze out the sadness. She feels thin beneath my arms, bones and nothing more. She smells of jasmine and smoke. I touch my lips to the top of her head, a brotherly kiss. "I'm so bad," she says. "No, you're not." A brotherly kiss to the soft of her temple.
"I am. You don't know."
I know what I need to know. A brotherly kiss to the soft ridge beneath her eye, and I taste the salt of a tear. I pull away. She lifts her face to me. Her eyes are wet, her nose red, her mouth quivering. She is the picture of desolation, and I can't help myself. I don't want to help myself. Something has happened between her and Guy, and that now is enough for me. I take her biceps in my hands and squeeze, even as I kiss her gently, even as our lips barely touch. There is no mashing, no gnashing, just the gentlest touch. The gentlest touch. A saving touch, I think. I hope. We are naked now, kneeling on the bed, our hands gently brushing each other's arms.